I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Protests in Afghanistan over a Quran burning in Florida turned deadly. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says violence spread from Afghanistan.
There are churches in Pakistan that have been attacked with stones and fire. We're seeing a lot of anger around the Muslim world that is coming back against Americans, against people of other countries, and against Christians.
It's a dangerous time for believers, but it's also an opportunity.
Pray for Muslims to take a hard look at their faith, to take a hard look at the Quran, at what it says, and hopefully to be influenced by the difference that the gospel can make.
Next, the Liberian government has approved a radio license for ABC University in Yekepa. HCJB Global's Joseph Kebby assisted with the petition, which typically takes years. This one took just 3 weeks. Following post-Civil War renovations, the radio station is to be located in the university's communications building. HCJB will help with equipment and other needs. Yekepa has no radio stations. They hope to be on the air in the fall, reaching 4 languages in Liberia, Guinea, and Cote d'Ivoire. And in the midst of a long war, American soldiers are being fed by God's Word. 2 years ago, Faith Comes by Hearing was approached by a handful of chaplains to create the Military Bible Stick. The stick is an MP3 device loaded with the New Testament. Bill Lohr says,
now we are dealing with over 700 chaplains, and we have shipped to them more than 107,000 Military Bible Stick.
Our radio affiliates like WCSG and American Family Radio raise money to send nearly 5,000 Military Bible Sticks to the troops. Ask your local station to get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the trouble in the Middle East, Sat7 would like to offer you a free DVD so you can see how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.